follow along. Now, not everything that I say is on the answer sheet, but you can take notes on there, and especially the scripture verses, okay? God sent Moses to be the deliverer from bondage of slavery. God sent Jesus to be the deliverer of bondage from sin. Moses and Jesus have parallels throughout the Old and New Testaments. In Exodus chapter 1, we learn that Pharaoh is nervous because the Israelites who were enslaved were growing large in number and he feared an uprising. You can find that in Exodus 1:9. He says, "Look how numerous and powerful the Israelites' people are growing. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them to stop their increase." So in verse 1:16, he told the Hebrew midwives, "If it is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, she may live." Does anybody know how they kill the boys? They throw them in the river. So then you have Moses being born, and his mother hides him for 3 months and nurses him, and after she can't hide him any longer, she sends him afloat in the river. So she puts him into the river, but he doesn't drown. Okay? And he's raised in Pharaoh's house in Egypt. In Matthew, we learn that Jesus is born, and the three kings come looking for him in Matthew 2:2-3, and Herod's troubled by the words of the Magi. "And you, Bethlehem, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." So he tries to trick the Magi and tell them to be sure to come back and let them know where you can find the child so that he can pay him off also. Of course, we know they don't go back that way. Herod gets a little ticked off, and he orders all the boys 2 years and under to be killed. Joseph had been warned by an angel to rise up and take the child and his mother to Egypt. So both Moses and Jesus were exiled into Egypt for their safety, to escape a death decree. Moses finally gets to an age where God decides to use him and lead his people through the waters of the Red Sea. We see this in Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. After coming through the Red Sea, they wander around in the wilderness, and Moses fasts for 40 days and 40 nights. You can see that in Exodus 34, 28, and 29. The Red Sea, of course, parting is a sign of baptism, is a type of baptism. Jesus comes of age where God decides to have him come out and have into his first public act, which is his baptism in the Jordan by John. So Jesus comes through the waters, wanders around in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and fasts, just like Moses. You can find those sites in Matthew chapter 3, 3 to 14, and Matthew chapter 4, 1 to 2. Look at the footnotes there, too, on Matthew chapter 4. Then in Exodus 32, we see Moses go up to the mountain. Israel is tempted by the devil and fails the test. In Moses' absence, they build a golden calf. From that failure comes the book of Deuteronomy, which is a great big list of all the things that the Israelites are not allowed to do and all of the curses that will happen to them if they do. Contrast that with Jesus going up to the mountain. He's tempted by the devil in Matthew 4 and passes the test that the Israelites failed. Not only does he pass the test, but he uses the very words from the book of Deuteronomy to explain this strength to the devil. "Man does not live by bread alone. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." These were all the sins that the Israelites had committed while Moses was up on the mountain. Moses went up to the mountain and brings down the word of God as a list of thou shalt nots with a bunch of curses attached in Deuteronomy 27:14. Jesus goes up to the mountain and is the word of God and gives us a list of how to's with blessings attached, the Beatitudes. The Ten Commandments were the Old Covenant, the Beatitudes were the New Covenant, and then go together. We obey them both. Moses finds he can't rule the multitudes without help, so he appoints 12 princes from the 12 tribes of Israel, who God anoints with the Holy Spirit. Then he chooses 70 more. We'll find that in Deuteronomy 1:19. Jesus appoints 12 to help him and tells them that they'll sit on the 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel. And during Pentecost, of course, we know they are anointed with the Holy Spirit, and guess how many do they choose to help them? 70. You can find that in Luke chapter 10. In Exodus 24:14, Moses leaves Aaron and Hur in charge in his absence. Who does Jesus leave in charge in his absence?
Peter.
Peter, exactly. Moses goes to talk with God on the mountain and brings his three closest friends, Aaron, Joshua, and Hur. They witness the transfiguration of Moses. He glows, so they make him wear a veil when he comes down. In Matthew chapter 17, Jesus goes to talk with God on the mountain and brings his three closest friends, Peter, James, and John. They witness the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus starts to glow with his light and also is joined by Moses himself along with Elijah. So you've got the law, Moses, the prophet, Elijah, testifying to Jesus as the Son of God. These are the only three guys in the Bible who survived fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Elijah's fast was in about 1 Kings 19. So here we have the joining of forces, Jesus and Moses. But the parallels don't stop here. In Luke 9:31, Jesus and Moses are talking. And what does Jesus tell them? And behold, two men were conversing with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. And he spoke to them of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Israel. Moses' exodus was in Exodus 7:20. His first sign to Pharaoh was to strike the Nile with his staff and he changes the water to blood. In John chapter 2, verses 7 to 9, we see Jesus' first sign in Cana. He changes the water into wine. And then to blood later. Moses calls upon God in Exodus 16. He feeds the multitudes with plenty left over. In Miracle of Loaves and Fishes in Matthew 14, Jesus calls upon God and feeds the multitudes with plenty gathered in baskets that is left over. Jesus goes on about the man in the desert in John chapter 6, but calls himself the bread of life. Moses institutes the first Passover. He had to kill the lamb, spill its blood, put it on the base and crossposts of the door, and you'll be protected from death. Jesus institutes the Last Supper, the Passover. Who is the Lamb of God? Jesus is. We kill the lamb, we spill its blood on the base and crossposts of the cross, and we're protected from death.